become poor remains of friends, rest on this rock.
Statilius showed the torchlight, but my lord, he came not back. He is or ta'en or slain.
Sit thee down, Clytus. Slaying is the word. It is a deed in fashion. Hark thee, Clytus.
What? I, my lord? No, not for all the world.
Peace then, no words.
I'd rather kill myself.
Hark thee, Dardanius.
Shall I do such a deed?
Oh, Dardanius.
Oh, Clytus.
What ill request did Brutus make to thee?
To kill him, Clytus. Look, he meditates.
Now is that noble vessel full of grief that it runs over even at his eyes.
Come hither, good Volumnius. List a word.
What says my lord?
Why this, Volumnius? The ghost of Caesar hath appeared to me two several times by night, at Sardis once, and this last night here in Philippi Fields. I know my hour is come.
Not so, my lord.
Nay, I am sure it is, Volumnius. Thou seest the world, Volumnius, how it goes. Our enemies have beat us to the pit. It is more worthy to leap in ourselves than tarry till they push us. Good Volumnius, thou knowest that we two went to school together. Even for that our love of old, I pray thee, hold thou my sword hilts whilst I run on it.
That's not an office for a friend, my lord.
Fly, fly, my lord. There is no tarrying here.
Farewell to you. And you. And you, Volumnius. Strato, thou hast been all this while asleep. Farewell to thee too, Strato. Countrymen, my heart doth joy that yet in all my life I found no man but he was true to me. I shall have glory by this losing day more than Octavius and Mark Antony by this vile conquest shall attain unto. So fare you well at once. For Brutus' tongue hath almost ended his life's history. Night hangs upon mine eyes. My bones would rest that have but labored to attain this hour.
Fly, my lord, fly!
Hence, I will follow. I prithee, Strato, stay there by thy lord. Thou art a fellow of a good respect. Thy life hath had some smatch of honor in it. Hold then my sword, and turn away thy face while I do run upon it. Wilt thou, Strato?
Give me your hand first. Fare you well, my lord.
Farewell, good Strato. Caesar, now be still. I killed not thee with half so good a will.
Is that
my master's man? Strato, where is thy master?
Free from the bondage you are in, Messala. The conquerors can but make a fire of him, for Brutus only overcame himself, and no man else hath honor by his death.
So Brutus should be found. I thank thee, Brutus, that thou hast proved Lucilius' saying true.
All that serve Brutus, I will entertain them. Fellow, wilt thou bestow thy time with me?
Aye, if Messala will prefer me to you.
Do so, good Messala.
How died my master, Strato?
I held the sword, and he did run on it.
Octavius, then take him to follow thee, that did the latest service to my master.
This was the noblest Roman of them all. All the conspirators, save only he, did that they did in envy of great Caesar. He only, in a general, honest thought and common good to all, made one of them. His life was gentle, and the elements so mixed in him that nature might stand up and say to all the world, this was a man.
According to his virtue, let us use him, with all respect and rites of burial. Within my tent his bones tonight shall lie most like a soldier, ordered honorably. So call the field to rest, and let's away to part the glories of this happy day.
In Julius Caesar, by William Shakespeare, Michael Feast played Julius Caesar, John Bowe, Brutus, Adrian Lester, Mark Antony, Jeffrey Whitehead, Cassius, and Estelle Kohler, Portia. Jonathan Taffler played Octavius Caesar and Metellus, Keith Drinkle, Casca and Dardanius, Nicholas Murchie, Lucilius, Popilius and the Carpenter, Will Keane, Marullus and Messala, Paul Goodwin, Artemidorus, Clitus and the Cobbler, David King, Soothsayer and Second Soldier, Sean Baker, Cinna and Pindarus, Chris Pavlo, Lucius and Strato, Gerard Logan, Young Cato and the Poet, John Dalimore, Cicero, Cinna the Poet, Volumnius and Publius, Bill Homewood, Flavius, Titinius and Caius Ligarius, Shirley Dixon, Calpurnia, Scott Cherry, Decius and Varro, and Theo Fraser Steele, Trebonius and Lepidus. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The musicians were Melinda Maxwell on cor anglais, Jocelyn Pook, viola, Sean Bell and Tim Gill, celli, Dominic Legendre, guitar, Alan Brown, double bass, Philip Eastop and Raul Diaz, French horns, Roberto Salvatori, Aris Nadirian, Ronald Sam and Paolo da Silva, vocals, Andrew Martin, Dave Tosh and Chris Brannick, percussion. The music was composed and conducted by Dominique Legendre. Julius Caesar was directed by Clive Brill.